They need 258 all tomorrow. You need 8 wickets. How do you see the situation tomorrow?
I don't know. It's probably sitting fairly well balanced at the moment. Thought we bowled really well. Could have had a few more, and they played pretty tight and made it through to the end, and they're probably thinking they're in a decent position as well. So, some early wickets tomorrow would do us a lot of good. But we thought, both sides really thought that rather than, let the game potentially drift a little bit today, it was worth trying to sort of sort something out early. If you left it to the end of today, then you start formulating shorter chases and stuff, and you can sometimes push it in favour of one side or t'other, because sometimes it'd be hard to get the wickets that you need in 70 overs or even in the runs, as we saw at Tunbridge. So we're pretty happy with where we're at, to be honest.
The fact that you lost 4 quick wickets in your first innings, did that then did it then sort of think, well, okay, we've got to negotiate something here, or had you already got that in mind before the start of play?
We had an idea that maybe if we'd batted well and we'd gone, Dimmy and Mac and the rest of the guys had got us through towards lunch, and we were in around, I don't know, late 300s or 400 or something, we might have been able to go to Essex and say, how about we sort of forfeit here and you chase what we've got, really. But it didn't happen, and we just sort of had to see how we were at lunch and try and work something from there. Unfortunately, we were able to come to an agreement where I think both sides, saw that it was worthwhile. And I think whoever comes out in this game, because it's going to be a win for one of the sides, is you're going to play good cricket, and that's the way it should work, I suppose.
So when Essex made 18 without loss off 18 overs up to lunch, was negotiations going on then? Because it was incredibly slow-paced innings at that point. Nobody could quite work out what was happening.
No, there wasn't. It was, I think that, their guys just gone out. I don't know what was in their minds. We thought we'd assess things at lunch, really. Our guys, I thought, bowled pretty well in that period, and it hasn't been a particularly easy wicket to score, quickly on. It can be pretty hard to price people out at times, but it's also been hard to get people, the scoring rate up. So, we bowled well, and they played pretty steady. But no, at that point, it was only at lunch that we sort of came to things. Whether or not, Chalks and Paul have been in chatting, I'm not sure. But, from my point of view, it was a lunchtime thing.
To give yourself initially a minimum of 144 overs, which looks like it's going to be a few more now because you've bowled a couple of extra overs, that's an incredibly long time, isn't it, to give yourself to bowl a side out last?
Well, I think time that won't come into it, really. It was a case of, did we think, from our point of view, could we bowl them out for under 360? And from their point of view, was 360 gettable? And I think, the over side of it was removed because we felt that was a sort of fair target for both. And sometimes you can use the overs as a attempt, try and see if the opposition's got to raise their scoring rate and stuff, in those shorter chases that's when the overs side comes into it. But in this, it's a little bit like going into sort of, well, I mean, there's a bonus session, isn't there, for one side or other, really. But what were we to do with that session in the end? And as it was, we decided, well, let's not worry about the time aspect and talk runs, and we came to a thing. People will say, well, if we come out on top, people might question, that's the way it is. But I think both sides are pretty happy with 360, and obviously we'd have liked another couple of wickets tonight, and they'd have probably enjoyed a few more runs, but it means this game on tomorrow.